Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
What I want is the jokes like it. He needed to look up the word trace in English. That was a very good line. I'm very impressed, Aaron. Fantastic. Chevre like this. Now we all want to know the joke. Okay. Like this. Chevre like this. But I want to... What I want to ask, Yosef, I want to ask the Chevra. What I want to ask the Chevra on the Megillah, as the Al Yifta Mechaveira, Matar Tvar Alacha, what I want to share with the Chevra is there's a cash on Kriyas Megillah, and I'm not coming for last year's Teretz. I actually have no ideas. I don't like asking a question and like, oh, well, once we said, what's hitting you? What's hitting you in the question? I want to ask a question, Chaimi and Yosef, on the Megillah that I think, Daniel, I think people miss this. I have asked grown old men this question. Like, I never thought of that. I think people don't study the Megillah like present enough. I've told you that the Baal Shem said if you read the Megillah, Mafreya Lo Yatzah, means if you read it like, he says if you read it that it's not relevant. I want to say if you learn Torah not present, L'mafreya, if you don't like think, what do I think today about this? L'yotzi, not yotzi. I don't want to learn L'mafreya. I don't want to learn yesterday's question.
You.
Anybody who studies the story, let's say over the story, we've had, there. I would guess, out of 180 guys in yeshiva, there's a number that don't know the Purim story. It's not true, a sad reality. There's probably like very good reasons they want to emotionally connect. If we say the story, Aryeh, there's a whole part of the Megillah that's a pellet. It's not necessary. It doesn't add, take away, I'm going to explain. If anybody reads the Megillah story, so there's a Melech Achashverosh. Haman rises to great power, and that's very bad for us. Haman's Amalek, and his power translates to a gzeira against Am Yisrael. Achashverosh has a wife, Vashti. He kills his wife, Vashti. In this stead, Esther gets in there. This is all part and parcel, like very integral details to the story. Esther's now in place to save Am Yisrael, to refuah kod mamaka. If you follow the whole story, Danny, all the details are relevant to us. Except there's a part of this story that seems totally irrelevant. Achashverosh says to Haman, I want to reward somebody in my kingdom for doing a good deed to me. Haman thinks, of course, it's me. And in complete arrogance, he tells the king, you should let him put on the crown, ride in front of him and say, this person, Amelech Chavetz Miyash, Ademera, wants his goodness. And he describes a scene of dignity that he wants for himself. It turns out Haman has to give it to Mordechai, and Haman rides Mordechai through the streets, and Mordechai is celebrated, and Haman's degraded. Aaron's laughing. It's a great part of the story. Yearly, it's so much fun, so interesting. Haman's degraded, and Mordechai celebrated. Yeah, for sure. But Aaron, what bothers me, it doesn't help us at all, Jamie. I don't know if you ever chapped. It's an irrelevant part of the story. We had a gzera of destruction before. After it's so geschmack, Haman's degraded, Mordechai looks great. Okay. We were in the very same position after. It literally seems like a little like a commercial, a side like funny thing in the Megillah. What did this help us? What did it do? What's this saying? It doesn't mean anything. It's so geschmack. Haman could have played pickleball also. Mordechai shut him out 11-0. That's mamish geschmack that Mordechai beat Haman at pickleball. But it does. What does it have to do with the story of Purim? with the gzeira against us, every part of the story is a buildup, and each detail is like very relevant. This detail does not connect to the Yeshua. I'm very happy Haman got disgraced. I feel great Mordechai got honored. It has nothing to do with anything. The gzeira against Klal Yisrael was true. Haman with Ahasuerus was Geyser Kli against Klal Yisrael. Before and after the story, nothing changed. It's like literally, we read the story, and some read, there's a big shy in the Gemara, we are the turning point L'Tayv. This whole part of the story, let's see it. If you just the context of this story, just the context. The context is when it happens is, remember, the day one, Esther has opened up. Esther asked Ahasuerus, I have a request. She asks for a party, and Haman's brought to the party. So Haman's feeling like $1 million. Him, Ahasuerus, and Esther at a party. Like, he's feeling very celebrated, and this is like a high moment for him. At this high moment, he's humbled. But nothing changes in the greater story. Nothing changes. What's happening? Why is this? What did this do for us? I'm very excited Haman was disgraced. What does it have to do with the Yeshua of Purim? It's just a nice little story of Haman went, he stubbed his toe that day. Wow, yippee, I'm thrilled. I'm happy the Russia got punched. Mordechai won and he felt great that day. The gzeira of destruction to us, and ultimately Haman's downfall is the next day. Esther Amalek at the second party says to Ahasuerus, Haman wants to kill me. And Chesed Hashem, Ahasuerus accepted and killed Haman. This detail, this part of the story seems remarkably irrelevant. What hits your iras? Aaron, I want to hear. What hits your iras? This is like a noticed point that this part of the story does not seem to affect the larger story. Why is it here? What, it's just a nice thing, like very simchadik. Klal Yisrael is worried about a tremendous gezeira. We're in a deep matzav. But Baruch Hashem, Haman was embarrassed. Baruch Hashem, Mordechai celebrated. I'm very happy. It didn't help us. Be present to that time. It did nothing for us. And for a day, I mean, so for that, I agree with you. Almost for that day, we must have like smiled. It was like a kiss from Hashem. It's true. It's true at best. And maybe. So Aryeh says for a day, Hashem blew us a kiss. Could be. The next day, we were saved. So interesting. The Yosef is a long story of Galus. And at the beginning, there's a kiss. Yeah, the next day we'll be safe. For that day, we felt a little better. Maybe. I have no agenda. And I'm willing. It could be. It's such a. We just read the story.
That doesn't answer his question. It was wonderful. You said that.
No, so Aryeh said maybe that's what it was. Hashem was sending us a little kiss that day.
No.
Just funny. What?
If you miss a word.
You're not Yaitzed. It's funny. This. Yeah. It's funny. This. This is like, it's interesting that this chapter is such an unnecessary chapter, and we're so used to this. No, Shemi, the cash. What hits you, Rabbi Russ? This. But I'm happy. The kasha you like? It's a real kasha. It doesn't fit any other. Every detail of the story is a very exact story. From Bixam Viserish, everything's like a story woven to the Yeshua. This one is like a side thing, nice. Haman got disgraced, Gishmak. Mordechai got elevated, Gishmak. To the Yeshua, to the ultimate Yeshua, zero. Like, yes, Aaron.
Whether I recently realized while you were saying this, while you were talking about the silver, is that it can represent two things. It belongs there because, one, it shows that Hashem will not give power to those who don't deserve it. Meaning, so if they don't deserve power, Hashem will not give it to them. And also, without this part of the story, Mita Kenegan Mita would not have happened. We wouldn't have known about it. Because in the beginning, Mordechai was more disgraced because Haman demanded him to bow down. So therefore, Haman was in the top, was in the higher ranking.
I like it, but I like a lot. What Aaron's saying is very nice. Aaron's saying that it's specifically in the Megillah that it contrasts the scene of Mordechai not bowing down, and he doesn't bow in front of Haman, and Haman's gezer kliya, to Haman literally having some form of bowing to Mordechai. So there's some, like, there's a mida connected mida. There is, that's very intelligent,
point?
Aaron.
What was the turning point? Like, wasn't that when...
This is the turning point, but it's the turning point maybe in, like, you know, it's funny, in sports, are you a momentum believer in sports? Like, in a certain way, momentum. Now, it's funny...
Like, how else would it have played out?
Like, you know what I'm asking? Let me just catch you, Yehuda. Every detail, Yehuda, of the Megillah is all necessary for the Yeshua, and every detail expresses all these things going on that ultimately lead to the Yeshua. From Vashti being killed to Esther being kidnapped, brought to the palace. It's a story of the Yeshua. There's one detail. Haman is geyser kli against Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael does a tshuva. There's that one day where Haman is top of the world, and then Achashverosh embarrasses. Achashverosh calls Haman in. I have a favor I want to pay back to a yid. It turns out that the favor is to Mordechai, and he makes Haman lead Mordechai through the streets. Haman's disgraced. Mordechai's elevated. That has nothing to do with the Yeshua. After that story, we were in the same crunch we were before. We had a gzeira of destruction against us. And that story doesn't seem even the slightest relevant to our Yeshua. Our Yeshua comes when Esther says to Achashverosh that Haman wants to kill me. So that detail is... Why do you do what? Disgrace Haman? That's a good question. Very fair question. He did want to pay Mordechai back. Why he disgraced Haman is a great question. The Gra says the Pshat, and maybe that will help us. Why is this connected to the Purim story? It's like, imagine that day. That was one day. It was between the first party and the second party. The first party, Esther called. Well, Haman feels like $1 million the next day. But in that day, Haman lost the pickleball game to Mordechai. I hear. I feel good. I love that Mordechai, but it didn't help us. That's my question.
What if I showed Rebbe that without this story, Haman would have been killed?
That would be, then I wouldn't have any kasha.
Well, you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you. Please.
Which means that the Svisi HaMelech, who includes Harvina, were arrived at the aftermath of this parade. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So Eidim Adabram Imai was Zeresh talking to Haman and telling him, I don't know about this Hates Gvaya Chavish Mama that you built. Maybe take it down. So he only knew about that because Sri Samal, that's what it says. Eidim Adabram Imai, Sri Samal.
So the whole part, this whole thing was...
No.
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Meaning, if that's... There's no way...
Yeah.
There's no way that Achashverosh...
Yosef, you had the question we asked? No, I like, no, it's possible. I want to know the truth. I'm open to shut them.
Could be. But you don't think it's true?
Maybe. The question I want Yosef to hear the question. There's a part of the Megillah story that's completely seems like no shaykhs to the nays. Is Mordechai getting honored? Haman has to lead Mordechai through the street? That has no shaykhs to the nays. That didn't save us. We had a gzeira of destruction before. That story took place between Esther's two parties. And Haman has a downfall, but he still has a gzeira of destruction, and it helped us zero. It's nice, he was embarrassed. But the next day we had the same problem. Okay, after that great party, yippee! It didn't change anything. So why is it in the story? Because Mordechai had saved the king. He had saved the king. Big Sam and Seresh conspired to kill the king. He knew the language. He told Esther, Eimadar B'Shem Armish, she told Achashverosh to want to kill. And so Mordechai got a geshmaka on it.
Oh, it's part. Like, now it would be Achashverosh like Jews.
No, this could have happened.
So there's a gra that's very intelligent.
What did he just say?
He said something good. You could say, and this is the gra says things like this, that there's a pnimius to the story. that Achashverosh was slowly distrusting Haman and liking the Yidden. And the fact that Mordechai saved his life and he gave big honor to Mordechai, and he's like, he made due notice, Mordechai's into me. And then he hears Esther say that Haman wanted to kill my people. He took that Haman's against Achashverosh. There's a distrust building, and that came from here. Haman's leading Mordechai through the streets, and later she says that night, she says, I want to tell you a secret. Haman wanted to kill Mordechai and his whole people. So Achashverosh is like, one second, my friend Mordechai? The ones who like me? So in that gruz, geshmak, that's a good pshat. And Yehuda's hitting that pshat. The gruz says, the way I understand the gruz, I believe this is how he learns the Megillah. So if you learn that way, this story is major. Without this story, this was all part of Achashverosh coming to the Yidden. So that's why no Rav Ezi. Yeah, it is true.
Listen,
Rav Ezi says, just that she says,
Manasi, my Shundavar, let Haman come in. Yeah. And
Rav Ezi's right, you don't even need the whole parade. All you need is that Mordechai saved his life.
Which he knows, which he learned.
That night he couldn't sleep. And he says, why did I. Right, you don't need the whole parade. You don't need the parade.
You're saying, I like Jews, I'm trying to respect it.
Right, but that's not what's necessary. That didn't save us. So Rav Ezi's saying, what saves us is that Achashverosh should hear, Mordechai saved your life. The other part, geshmak, he got honor. It's not.
Let's say the president was like switching sides, and like the whole nation doesn't know what he's thinking. You know, like when it's paraded around, like he actually.
But that wasn't the change inside yet.
No, I'm just saying,
that's like the part of Achashverosh's mind is changing.
No, so, I never said it's for them, but for the people's sake.
But no parade, you don't need the parade.
The parade you don't need. He helped us a lot, because another detail that's needed. That night he couldn't sleep. He said, who did good for me? And the people said, Mordechai saved your life. He's like, whoa, okay.
They go to the party. They go straight to the party.
Right. You could go straight to the party. You helped us a lot, because you gave more information necessary. The Haman embarrassed Mordechai.
I would have. Can I rewrite history? let him not sleep. They say Haman saved his life. Nothing was done for him. Change the scene straight. Okay, now bring Haman to the party, and they come with the gallows here.
Right. There is a big point, by the way, that Achashverosh sees that he wanted to kill Mordechai. That's very important detail here. Yeah, and tells Achashverosh, by the way, he wanted to kill Mordechai. And he's like, what? Yeah. So that's a very, and the Gruz Madgish this. This, of course, gets Achashverosh very insecure that Haman's probably my enemy. But it has nothing to do. The parade is like.
Parade has no part. Not
right. The parade is very like this thing. He marches him through the street.
It doesn't help for the.
During the parade, also, you're showing Haman, like, I'm pushing.
We don't need to show Haman.
Geshmak.
It's not part of the
The Rebbe's asking, why do I need that? Every word from Vayihibi Me'as Hashverosh until the last word of
the Megillah. All the Yeshua's.
Is for the nace.
The nace is like set up. This is.
What's bigger? Knowing something and doing it. Like doing a mice is bigger than having in your head. I'm showing that I'm doing. I'm like helping the Yeshua. I don't know either.
No. Just not necessary for the nace. Like, literally, there's a story. Mordechai beat Haman at a pickleball. It's so geschmack. Imagine that day, like, beat him 11-0. We'd all be so happy, so good, except it has nothing to do with the miracle. It's just a nice thing. And trust me, I could rally behind it. I promise we all wrote, Mordechai. And he wins 11-0. It just doesn't really connect to the nace, Binyamin. Fair question? Yes. It's a warning of what's going to be. My gut to that, Danny, is typically focus on us. I don't tend to view like things are happening for Haman, who's a tremendous Russia. Let's view for us.
Well, you also have to keep in mind that Klal Yisrael at the time was probably thinking like what we're trying to prepare for first, because if Haman would have gotten his way, they would have been wiped out. So,
this parade is very much giving them hope, something to cling on to.
For sure, for sure.
Because there has to be something in Golis. There always has to be something in the Golis.
Aaron's right, and I would say that towards Aryeh's pshat, that there's a messaging. Danny, he's saying there's messaging to Klal Yisrael of hope. It's one day later, maybe the day before Hashem said hope. It's like, yeah.
It's still not necessary.
Yeah. It bothers me a lot. This cash, I'm not looking for agenda. I'm not like Danny trying to sell. I am saying that we have a lot of work in the Megillah. We're like used to the story. There's a detail here that's like, there's a truth, there's an hagi here. Yehuda says there's an hug here of the Napa, similar to what Aaron said before, of everything flips around. So now Haman's walking out, Mordechai, and Hanami, but it's not part of the Nes. It's just trouble because the entire miracle of the Nes, this Megillah is Pirsum HaNes. That's what it is. It's one big Megillah of Pirsum HaNes, a Mamish. You know, in the Lashon of Chazal, Kriyasa Zuilula. This is our Hallel, and it's Hallel celebrating Nisan. That's what Hallel is. It says reading this is Kriyasa, reading the Megillah is Hallel. It's one big, Pirsumen means to be Mepharsim, publicizing the miracle. And the entire Megillah is the story of the miracle. And it's brilliant. There's not like a detail subtly, each law, each thing set up is like exact. You could study things that you'd be shocked at. From his strange Gzeiris, which makes people slow reacting to his later Gzeiris because of his crazy first, because every detail is setting up the miracle. This one doesn't seem to be setting up. This is one.
Because the start of the tells him, not just he remembers, but he actually honored him, and then he hears that Haman wants to kill that guy. It's not just like, oh, he did a favor for me. I
like what you're saying more, like it even's worse. Like, and everybody, I made a big deal of this, and you want to kill him. Yeah, fair.
Very fair. Alder Pshat, very, very fair.
Something I want to read.
Ross, it does lead to it. I agree that it leads to it, but it's not essential. That's the Rebbe's question. I think the Rebbe's question is not essential.
I think it's the start of the group.
It's not essential. Why does it have to tell me that? There are a lot of other things that are also.
And what about the action?
What?
Part of the name.
Every word adds to
the right. There
are other things. Start of it. Yeah. Already changing.
The remember. Remember.
Rizzo's not the start.
I'm sure it's remembering. What are we missing? Remembering
that mark. Right before Shemoneh Esrei, right before Shemoneh Esrei, Chevra, I'm offering a thought. I don't know the answer. I'm not like saying a kasha setting up. I don't know the answer. I want to ask. It's obvious we're supposed to think about this. If you read the Megillah, there's not like some goyness. It's obvious we're supposed to think. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. There's a thought that it brings me to that I want to share with the Chevra. I don't know the answer. I don't know. It's like a, and even the Gra's Geschmack, it's still like, it's not, there's something like, the story is so airtight and exact, and this is
what's
like.
What's the Gra's Geschmack? I'm sorry, what are you saying?
Aryeh made it even better. Aryeh said that when he did a pu'ula celebrating Mordechai, besides that Mordechai saved his life, then he announces, he deems it, everybody should see this, and then you want to kill Mordechai. Yeah, good. Shira Chadasha, we say before Shemoneh Esrei, a new song, Shibchu Geulim. Geulim sang Tashem, Shibchu Geulim. It calls Klal Yisrael Geulim. Now, when do we become Geulim? Geulim. Geulim are people who are Nigald, if you will. We're called Geulim, free people, Geulim. Shira Chadasha, new song, Shibchu Geulim. Praise the Geulim, L'shem Chatashem, Asvas Hayam. By the water, the Geulim. Who are the Geulim? People who, you know, Geula means redemption. Who are the people that are called redeemed? Us, Klal Yisrael. When do we get the title Geulim? After Geula, we've been freed. And we're now called the Metzias of Geulim, people who have been freed. They're Geulim. People typically assume This is how people view Mashiach. When things get very, very bad, we have I hear people whispering in Kleisel, Mashiach's coming, Mashiach's coming, Mashiach's coming. There's something I don't like. And it's a big shaila. It's a big shaila. But people are saying, Mashiach's coming. But they don't know what the word Mashiach means. And Mashiach is a process. Rav Hirsch, I've seen write like this. Mashiach is a process that's happening. Somebody asked the Anuka, are you Mashiach? And he said, we're all Mashiach. And he said, each person has like a piece. Now, there's something called Mashiach ben David. There's such a thing. But he was trying to make a point. It's not everything's terrible and Mashiach rides in. There's a movement. Things are happening now. People are learning. We're seeing Kiyumim of Kibbutz Galias. We're seeing Lev Evan turn to Lev Busser. This process is going on that are producing something. Things are happening. What I want to express is that we could become the Geulim before the Geula. And Geulim get a Geula. When we get, as we're getting certain places, Geulim get Geula. When we think a certain way, we behave a certain way, it's not just if you get Geula, you're called Geulim. Geulim get Geula. When we live up to certain, what I want to express is that Klal Yisrael in certain matzavim forgets who we are. The story here is we eat from the party. We forget our dignity. We forget I'm a Yid. What is a Yid about? I'm not just one of the Goyim. I'm not one of the Goyim are good, but I have a certain role and a mission. We forget our essence, Mardcha. That's what happens. Haman then makes Xeris clear. The Yeshua is when we remember who we are. I want to express that seeing Haman lead Mordechai and a Yid seeing the prestige of a Yid, that was a gula in itself. That is a gula in itself. Am Yisrael like was reminded and they saw. And now the Gzeira gets repelled. We're gulam already, Yuchat. Seeing Mordechai led was already, I call it like an inner gula. There's a gula of sorts. They were like, oh, I forgot who we are, what we're about. The prestige and the covet of a Yid, that's the real story. If you know what Amalek is, Amalek attacks the dignity of a Yid. There's Zayrik Demila Klapi Mala. Amalek attacks the prestige and honor of a Yid. That's what Amalek is. Mordechai representing Am Yisrael and getting Gedula is an inner Geula. It didn't save us. It saved us in a pneumistic way. It reminded Am Yisrael, and it coincided with us understanding where Am Yisrael. I point this out when you study the Megillah. It's interesting that we all rally behind Mordechai. Mordechai seems to be the one who causes the Gzeirah. He doesn't bow to Haman. Haman says, I'm killing the entire people. And then Mordechai has the audacity to tell Am Yisrael, you know why there's a Gzeira against us? We forgot we're Yidden. And it's because of you guys for bowing. It's because of us for going to the party. If you look externally, it looks like it's for Mordechai remembering he's a Yid. But our leader tells us the truth, and Am Yisrael buys the words of the leader. And Mordechai HaTzadik says that the problem of the Gzeira is we forgot who we are, whether that means we ate from the party, we bowed to Haman, we forgot who we are. That's the Gzeira. Mordechai's prestige and honor is an inner Geula for us. That's what I want to express. So did it cause the external Geula? No. But it allowed us to become Geulim. At that point, and again, it may be even a simon that we were Geulim. We accepted Mordechai. We chapped who we are, what we're supposed to be. At that point, Mordechai gets celebrated. And the very person, Amalek, whose geyser Kliya, who denies the Yid, Yeshnaya Mechad, who puts down the Yid, is leading the leader of the Yid. It could be there's an inner Geulu with that. That's what I want to express. I don't know the answer, and I don't say, so that's the pshat. It doesn't seem to connect at all to the outer Geula. I want to express that we became Geulim with this story. Am Yisrael was reminded of the Yid, of the stature of the Yid. I've said this here many times, that before we daven for Geula in the Avinu Malkenus, and this, I want to bring this out, Shemi. In the Avinu Malkenus, we say, Avinu Malkenu, Harim Keren Yisrael Amecha. Raise the honor of a Yid. The next one is Harim Keren Mashiachecha. Bring Mashiach. What comes before external geula? We chap who we are. That's Mamish the Megillah.
Wow!
Harim Keren Yisrael Amecha is Mordechai being led. Harim Keren Mashiachecha. Okay, then Haman, that's the two steps to geula.
I don't have an answer. What are you doing? Wow! Hello, I am Katana Tabe Nehara. I should be Karen Yisrael Amecha.
And then Harim Karen Mishichecha.
And then
Harim Karen Mishichecha. When we do the Avinu Malkeinus, we ask Hashem, raise the stature of a Yid, and then we say, bring Mashiach. So there's a geula that the Yid is restored to his dignity. So step one that Mordechai is led is the restoration of Am Yisrael as our pride, that we're precious. That's part of Geula, recognizing the bigness of the Yid. Mordechai being led on the horse. Our leaders being given covet. That covet is part of Geula, the covet of a Yid. The next step, we're still in danger, but we have covet. The Yid is respected. I'm saying that Geula comes in two parts. The Yid returns to his dignity is part one. And then there's the second part as Mashiach. Mordechai being led is the dignity of a Yid is restored. And remember, Amalek attacks the dignity of a Yid. That's the penimius thing. A Yid harem keren Yisrael amecha. Let a Yid be. But I want to say this. And it angers us all. People ripping Yidden angers us. And there's something it's hitting. I admit we're all so scared. See, when we hear people, I have two emotions in me. When I hear people, I don't want to say his name in the Beis Hash, people in the right ripping Yidden, I am scared. I'm also indignified. We're good people. No, knock it off. We're good people. We're mamish good. We're good for a country. We're loyal. We're actually honest people. We're the most honest people. They like showing one Yidden are honest people. A Yid cheated, shame. It's a story because the people are, we're shomer Torah mitzvahs. It's amazing. Go to a park. Who says thank you to the park the most trillion times more than anybody else?
Yeah.
Yidden. Pasha, we're good. I was very upset. I was at a Pesach hotel. Somebody knocked Yidden's behavior at the park. It bothered me. Bothered me because we're very good people. Did one Yid make a mistake? Typically the best babe. Does anybody say more thank yous than Yidden? Typically, now if somebody's dishonest, I'm upset at that Yid. Is there a Yid who's dishonest? There exists in our people a certain distrust of Goyim that actually understand. We've been beaten pretty bad pretty recently. We're actually a people that are honest, that are dignified, that are appreciative. It's funny, Shimmy, they had last year, I went with my family. What's that group that helps rebellion? What are they called? As they leave. So I went to the amusement park. Somebody made an announcement that from them, that we've never gotten so many. It's all the people who tell people say thank you were there. They said, like, please stop thanking, like an Ukshay, like. It was all the Rebbeim and Morris, like all the people who tell kids all day, say thank you, were there. It's like they said, we never heard so many thank yous in our life here. Let's hear Simon. I'm thinking of two things, but I'm not sure. Before even he writes through that, I love what Simon says, and I love people that aren't sure. I want to say that. I'm thinking of two things, but I'm not sure. I like that. People that are sure get me very nervous. Cause Hashem's Vaday. Don't be a Vaday. Maybe. But first, maybe it really did affect the final outcome. When Haman built the 50 Amos high gallows to hang Mordechai, that whole process ended up causing Achashverosh to change it. Instead of being for Mordechai, it became for Haman. So besides perhaps it's also part of the chain of events that influenced true outcome. He says in parentheses, the people regain their faith. And when people have faith, there's geula. He said, mamish, right? The geula pnimius. I like that. He said mamish that. I like that. That's interesting. He asked a good question. Simon ended up asking that Hashem is mashpil geyim. He takes arrogant people and buries them. And Simon asks, Haman got it too slowly, like in two steps. But when he gets like killed, he had already been like humbled. He would have like let him be at his max. It says ki ga ga, like the Mitzri was sunk with his horse. Simon asks, why does Hashem first beat Haman down and then kill him? Take him at his height. When Haman gets killed, he had already been mevoyish a day before. Simon asked, nail him at his height. Mashpil geyim, like hit him where he's... Hashem almost like works slowly with him. First he... Why the two steps? It is... Yeah, as he says, it's very carved to each other. It was a couple of days apart. It's interesting that it happened almost slowly, not like bang. But I'm saying the geula the same way. Harim Karen Yisrael Mech and then Harim Karen Mishichach.
It says Harim Karen Yisrael Mech. It's come out like...
A restoration of the pride of a yid.
The pride of the yid is an inner pride. When Mordechai was on, had a parade.
But that
pride.
created a sense where, look at us. People were proud. Look at Am Yisrael. Look at our leader. Yeah, I want to express that I'm like grappling. I don't like, I said the answer, even why does Hashem work this way? There's what to work on. There's what to think about. We're studying here. We're studying. We're trying to connect. It's interesting that step one, and Simon said this himself, Klal Yisrael the day before is starting to like feel pumped. And a sense, even though that doesn't cause our Yeshua, I'm claiming that inner Yeshua of a restoration of Karen Yisrael. We're feeling better. That causes further geulas. That's how geula works. That's what I'm claiming. It's interesting that we leave Mitzrayim. We have 1 year. It's interesting. Again, I don't know what's going on. We have 1 year where we party, and then we leave. It happens to be pretty similar. We have a year where we don't get out yet, but we're safe. We're not in servitude. It's interesting. It's interesting, the gula starts the other way. The gula starts that first you mivayish them and then you do bad. It's an exact opposite of gulas. Gulas goes in, you're mivayish, am layez. They knock Klal Yisrael Havan eschakma. They say bad things. Daniel, gula starts, you rip somebody and then you kill, and then you defeat them. Geula is, you praise and then you redeem. It's funny that it happens exact. That yesh dvarim, there's something here. I want to think more. Gullus happens, you rip somebody, you make fun, and then you bring them down. Geula is you lift up, and then you bring them out. Could I say a funny thing that I thought about just when people take out the Torah? When people take out the Torah, so I always catch myself saying to the guy, up and out, because if you know how this works, you have to pick it up, then pull it out, and out. And that's how geula happens, up and out. First as Aramis came, up and out. I thought of that different times when guys open up that arm, up and out. That's like always the message to the guy, up and out. It's true in how people grow in general, understanding. If somebody understands this yeshiva, there's a certain way of working with people. If when I go around, I don't like giving mussar and, you know, we have to work on more gratitude. We're grateful. Gratitude is not something you work on. It's something you tap into. Gratitude, any human being is grateful. When a guy's not grateful, he's not present to himself. Nobody has to work on being grateful. Now, it could be ma'ira. Maybe saying it will be ma'ira. Gratitude is natural. If you're not being grateful, figure out what's the blockage. Gratitude, nobody works getting $1 million being appreciative. You're appreciative because you got it. If somebody's not appreciative, then there's something, there's a blockage. Every meat is there. The neshamas, in the yeshiva, you don't hear talk here, Yehuda. We have to tell people, they don't understand people. People on neshamas, we have to help access it. When I speak, I like encouraging, understanding. I like speaking how great we are. So you gather people to tell them how great? If we could get people to be in touch with their neshamas, they'll have more gratitude. They'll have more asmad. They'll pray because it's true. Because we're in touch. Up and out is the way for geula. Up. a person rising, a person understanding. This sugya of Haramas Karen Yisrael, like getting what a yid is, being in touch what he is. I see this as the Barditchever's revolution. I see this as the Naim Elimelech, whose Yartzeit Cummings revolution, a revolution of understanding Nishmas Yisrael. From that space, of course, being in touch with that, being present to what it means in the Neshama V'yid, being more in touch with that. That's how I see it. So I like that the Geula came like this. I don't know. It's interesting. This part of the story is...
The whole Avinu Malkeinu changes, no?
Yeah, I think so.
Thank you.
But it's interesting, right?
Rabbi,
did they
Rabbi,
feel...
Could I, Rabbi, is that the title here, in quotes? I don't
know the answer. Rabbi, did they feel better? Any idea. The Xero is still there at the time. Rabbi, did feel uplifted when he put on the horse?
I think there's restoration of something. They remembered what a yid is. Okay, then we get other Geulas too. I'm claiming that this would cause that. Mordechai's being led, and by Haman himself, who was geized Xer against Am Yisrael. So we've been seen, we've been noticed. Our pride has been restored. That's what I'm claiming.
I need my costume.
Interesting, Yosef, right? We're talking gratitude, and specifically there. Near their dorm, one of the dorm counselors who's upstairs, Tuwa, right here. I want to express appreciation to Yosef Abrahami, what he's done this whole year. From minute one, From minute one this year, maybe in all the years, somebody to come, quote unquote, from the outside. We saw, give me another guy, Mert. We saw somebody, nobody, there are no outsiders in Durham. Who came from the outside of shtickle and came here and like took over like this? I'm thinking of one name. I'm thinking of two names also. Good, two names. Would you count Naftali Fagin also? So we have. I want to say that Yosef joins this pantheon. If somebody just from minute one came here, an explosion, it's very, very appreciated. What you've done this whole man, this whole year, very, very appreciated. I wanna express appreciation. I'm talking about up and out of Haramas Karen Yisrael. I want to express that Daniel Tesler lifts the whole, like, the whole prestige of the yeshiva. I like him in the dorm. I say he walks into a building, it's like a more prestigious place. And I would say one of the great nesiyonos of the dorm, and of a yid, is understanding. A yid is precious. It sounds to you, oh, you're such good guys. When people say that, you feel worse. A speaker comes and says, you're such wonderful people. I didn't think we were so bad. Like you, I'm being honest. When somebody says you're such good boys, you feel worse. Because that's really what they're feeling. I'm not talking about saying that. So it's such a delicate spot. I'm asking dorm counselors to uplift the spirits. But not shallow. To say, oh, you're such good boys. That may be the worst times I felt in my life. People, what's it, in English, the word of the day is a patronizing. Somebody says sadical, you feel like garbage about yourself. Sadical. I didn't think I was so bad. I'm like the worst guy. So if a speaker can, they don't mean bad. Please don't judge. They're mamish sadicals. When somebody comes and says such nice chevra, wow, you're like, I mamish didn't think we were so bad. I really didn't think we were so bad. So I'm not talking about in a shallow way, and patronizing does not uplift somebody. I'm talking about the understanding. Raira sits with his guys. You can't tell. He's unsure who's bigger. It's not like the big one helping. He looks at like a gutta, mamish. But it's not said in words, just true. It's true. None of us have denayim. We know who's neshama. We just don't know. I want to express that Daniel Tester in the dorm, you lift up people. Everybody feels in your presence good. That's what you give over. There's a good, he has tremendous, beautiful eyes, and there's a sense people are good. around Daniel, people feel respected, uplifted, appreciated. You're in the dorm. The dorm's Lebedik. I would sush those. Interesting. Rev Geisler came to our group, meets the guys, and most people in the world would hear there's a lot of people not dressed fully around Sulam. There's words flying. You can hear an F-bomb or two. Rev Geisler comes to Sulam, falls in love with the guys, and tells his wife and kids they have to come. I promise what happened. I see that in Daniel. He's in the dorm. A lot of people would feel that there's hard feelings in the dorm. There's complicated. That's not what he's seeing. He's seeing royalties relating to something. He's experiencing. You could feel it. I feel like you walked in there and the place is like, you made it float. The Carlton is barely on the floor today. I was talking, two of the people that are responsible, there are others also, but I feel what Yosef and Daniel, Rabbi Brownson, is it fair to say that the Chevra, Avi included, Michal, Eliyahu, in the base, and Shimon in the base, but you've like lifted the Carlton's basically, it's somewhere in Shema, it's flying. You've lifted it off the ground. Bemis, you guys have like raised it. It's no longer on the ground. It used to be like hard to see how big it is. It's a floor underground. It's a shtickel above ground. You've like lifted. Who has that song, a tefach higher? This is like now it's 10 tefachim higher. It's in a different rishos bashit. So I really, 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 really appreciate both of what you've done here. One second. This is from Elio. Wow. He said, I want to say thank you to all the Madrichim for how they welcomed us. It was a spectacular year. I'm going to miss the yeshiva. And Bez Hashem so much. I want to come and visit in the future. I want to say something. I want Rafi to hear this. I've had frustration that I can't talk to Rafi everything we want to say to each other and to Leo. I want to say, though, that somebody could be accused, Yaakov, of being a wordsmith. Oh, you say the right thing. In a certain way, I like that we couldn't talk to them and they absorbed the whole yeshiva. It's not words. I like that. I like that Yosef didn't say this. Be quiet, all things you want to say. They couldn't hear one person say you're a nice boy. They didn't. You couldn't do that. No, there can be an accusation with like, and you could settle all of us when I'm not on my game and my kids call me out. I'll say like a compliment to my kids. Don't tell me a compliment. Let me see. You could say a compliment and it's like a quick trick. Say something nice. Oh, I know you're so special. Thank you. I want to express that they didn't hear words. And Elio is walking, floating. The guys, I felt like I belong. I felt like they got it. I want to express that there's so much beauty here, so much elevation. You don't have to know words to feel. It's not a wordsmith place. There's something happening and going on, and they felt it, understood it, lived it, and were elevated by it and brought elevation here. So I appreciate you guys a lot. I appreciate Daniel. What you gave is deeper than words. And make sure always what we give our families, what we give people is deeper than words. You get lost in being a good wordsmith, deeper than words. So, of course, words are powerful. We use words. But I like they prove something. I like that nobody could have said diddly squat. I like in a certain way they didn't hear the words of the yeshiva. In a certain way, they got the yeshiva more than everybody else. I have told guys from far, people listen to Tati, my king. In the yeshiva, you think anybody ever plays Tati? You don't hear the songs. A guy said, Rebbe, before I came, I listened like 24/7 to the music of the yeshiva. I just haven't listened since I came. The music of the yeshiva is for a person listening. For here, you live the music. It's don't ever let go of me, connection, tati. This is like what's happening. From far you hear the song. From here you're living the song. So I want to just express, there's a certain amount I appreciate, Daniel. They absorb what you would give them without words. And maybe some of the words that are said in the dorm is better they don't hear. Pure, pure. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Simone. Thank you, Leo. Thank you, Ravi. Thank you, Yishai. One song we're singing together. Arye, I want you to do a song. Do you have a guitar here? Yehudim la yodim, ava vaysayda, nesifa mizazamika. Hold his hand. Yehudim la yodim, ava vaysayda, nesifa mizazamika. La yodim la yodim, ava vaysayda, nesifa mizazamika. La yodim la yodim, ava vaysayda, nesifa mizazamika.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.